Soy Power Podcast is a free podcast made possible by the support of our awesome Patreon sponsors. Head to toypowerpodcast.com and see how you can help.
Oh yeah, this is power.
Hello and welcome to Toy Power, the podcast where we talk toys and everything pop culture. I am not Trent, I am Frank, and as you can probably hear from some of the background noise, this is a very, very special episode. We are recording live from the Adelaide Comics and Toy Fair. We're in the heart of the city here in Adelaide, and as you can hear from the background noise, lots and lots of people. With me today, we have Darren. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you, Frank. It's great to be here. This is my second run at recording at the Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair. So last time we did that, Trent and I did that in episode 8 all the way back when. And yeah, it's great to be back here with everyone and check out the awesome stuff that's here, but also great to be recording again. I've been here quite a bit since we recorded last time, but it seems like forever since we recorded up here.
Yeah, excellent. So we are at CBC, one of the bigger colleges here in Adelaide, and we are sort of in a mezzanine level, sort of overlooking the show floor, and it's no San Diego, but it's pretty massive. I reckon there's probably about 1,000 people all up, sort of by the time you add in the vendors and people sort of passing through, and just toys and comics and cool stuff as far as the eye can see. We've got some local artists, people selling, you know, their own comic book, their own self-created comic books and stuff. Look, you probably also noticed that our friends Trent and Ben are not here. They're actually at the show because they've got tables full of all their extras. Trent's got all his doubles. Ben's got all his Master of the Universe stuff. They're kind of selling here. So Darren and I have taken over the mics for the day. We've also got a little mobile recorder. We're going to run around on the show floor, chat to some people, get a few interesting stories and stuff. Being an audio format, it's a little bit hard for us to visually gauge just how awesome this place is, but we'll do our best to describe it as much as we can. Looking forward to a pretty great day. Now, it's probably only about coming up to about 11 o'clock here. Doors have been open since about 9:30. Darren, have you picked up anything, any cool stuff already in the first couple of hours?
I certainly have. I picked up a die-cast Batmobile from the 1989 Tim Burton Batman film. That is one that's been brought out by Metals Diecast. It's a very recent one from our good friend Sam Cripps. And what else have I picked up? A 1986 Batman hardcover annual. I have 1984 and 1985 at home from childhood.
Nice.
So our good friend of Toy Power, Guy Blocko, was selling 1986 and did me a great deal on it, and I'm happy to add that to my collection. Picked up some Defenders of the Earth figures, vintage figures from the Galoob 1985 line, and also a Star Wars Black Series figure that I didn't have. So yeah, all in all, it's been a sensational fair for me so far.
Yeah, that's a pretty wide and varied selection you've got there, mate. Myself, I've snagged a couple more Marvel Legends. I've got a Toy Biz era Doctor Strange and a White Tiger from our good friend and Patreon, Malcolm Hobbs. He's got a table here as well, selling some of his wares. What else I get from the guys at Greenlight Comics? I picked up a Big Trouble in Little China, and it's actually sort of a sequel comic, so it picks up directly where the movie ended up, where you see the monster hiding in the truck, and sort of goes from there. So I picked up a trade paperback of that for a good price. They were really good guys. I think I got a Marvel Legends Wolverine, the new one from our friend Max Tibby, part of the Transformers Collectors Club Australia, and also a Twin Twist, I think it is, or Top Spin, no. One of the jump starters with the one with the two chrome drills. I forget which one it is. I think it's Twin Twist for a really great price. He's got a great table there set up with this massive Scorponok, selling all sorts of Transformers goodness, of course. And what else did I get? No, I think that's about it. Unfortunately, some of the sellers here, fortunately, depending on how you look at it, there now is a lot more sellers here doing FPOS and card-based stuff, which is dangerous. I think, to say the least, because normally these sort of shows I like to, you know, have a wallet full of cash, and when the wallet's empty, that's it. That's my budget. When you can pay on card, that theory kind of goes out the window. So
it's not money anymore, is it? And you don't have a record of your transactions.
That's right.
Until
it's just a bip and you're done.
Yeah, until basically the end of the month when they mail it out to you. I spent how much?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what? When that bill comes in. So yeah, so pretty great day lined up for us here. Yeah, look, this episode is going to be a bit of a fly by the seat of our pants. We don't have our run sheet or any of that sort of stuff. We're going to make it up. I think now we might head out on the show floor, have a chat to some people, see if we can run into some familiar friends. And I've just seen someone in the distance brandishing one of the quarter-scale Necker turtles, and our good friend Osti over at Kaiju Collectibles is just lovingly taking it into his arms.
At least it's gone to a good home.
Absolutely.
But as Frank said, we don't have a run sheet. We've been dictated by the course of events today, and I think what better way to do a podcast from a fair than to let the fair steer the episode.
Steer the events, absolutely. Well, with that, we might hit the show floor and see what sort of financial trouble we can get into. G'day guys, this is Frank from Toy Power. We are on the floor here at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Expo, and I know this is an audio format, but I'm going to try my hardest to explain what I am seeing. There is just so much stuff here, it's ridiculous. I'm looking at a box of old PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360 games. We've got, holy shit, carded Marvel Legends from like the early waves. Oh, I'm going to be very poor by the end of today. Funko Pops, of course, a Hulk board game. Wowzers, you don't see that every day. What have we got over here? Old school comics, Star Wars figures, a whole lot of Justice League stuff, Lego, some Ghostbusters Lego, Star Trek figures, comic books. Unbelievable. So yeah, this is going to be a bit of a make it up as we go figures. Oh, Zorn! We've got some Age of Ultron stuff. Old school Toy Biz Silver Spider-Man, I think. Unbelievable. Simpsons, we just did an episode on Simpsons the other day. Scooby-Doo. Oh, Tarzos, who remembers Tarzos? Whole lot of them here. Old school Game Boys and video games. All the cartridges. Oh, loads of comics here. Loads of comics. We've got some Funko Pops. Again, some old Marvel Legends stuff. Oh, vintage comics. There's some old school Deadpool. Ooh, Supergirl. Some Matrix figures. The old school Halle Berry Catwoman. Pass. Wowzers. Some Ninja Turtles stuff going on here. Some of the repro stuff. Star Wars Black. We've got the large scale turtles. Oh, some vintage Star Wars stuff. Oh, I'm going to get some footage later on, because trying to describe this in an audio format is just crazy and not really doing it justice, I'm afraid. Some old Toy Biz, X-Men stuff. Boxes and boxes and boxes of comics. Wowzers, so much stuff here. It's a shame that this is an audio format, guys, because honestly, I'm trying to describe all this. Wow, old school turtles. Yeah, I've got most of them. Oh, here's our mate King Kaiju Collectibles with old mate Osti here. Oh, VHS. No, they're not VHS. What are they? Shane Warne Cricket.
It's okay. Like, that's what happened.
Mega Drive. Wowzers. Old school Zelda games. Transformer stuff. Some old school Lego. Wowzers. Unreal. Oh, and the Lego. Oh my god, an entire, like, you think a trestle table, an entire trestle table full of Lego figures. This is bananas. Oh,
how are ya?
It's our old friend Ben. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Iron off the goodies that's available.
Yeah, man. This is pretty nuts. Like,
such an amazing variety. So right now we're standing in front of some knockoff Lego figures, and I say there's a good 1,000 to choose from.
Whole table full.
Yeah, pretty insane. My girls would go crazy over those dinosaurs right there.
They've got the dinos at the moment. Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome. You got a table full of your stuff
yes,
over there?
Yes, yeah. I'm selling some loose vintage masters, a bit of this and that, just stuff that doesn't fit in my toy room anymore. So, yeah, hopefully I earn a bit of cash on the side so I can reinvest that in other toys that I really want.
You mean and, like the one you already bought this morning?
Well, yeah. So that's a beautiful segue. Toy Power podcast is costing me a lot of money in the sense that I do a review on the Micronauts a few episodes ago, and lo and behold, one of the guys listened to the podcast. I think his name's Justin, and he brought a Baron Kaza with Acura Year to the show, and of course I just absolutely had to have it. So for the record, that was 150 loose, complete, everything.
Wowzers, that is insane.
Beautiful condition. Even though I did all the research on the size and the scale of the actual toy itself, it's still, to actually hold it in my hands for the first time ever, to see
massive,
it in person,
isn't it?
It is a big figure.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I was made sure it was an original. It said the Mego copyright, all that jazz, so it's not the Palisade. So
yep.
That'd be close to the oldest toy I've got in my collection now.
Excellent.
So,
Outstanding score to start the day.
Yep.
All right, well, you've got a table of goodies to get to, so we might let you go.
Cool.
And we'll keep cruising.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, mate. All right. Someone got some books here. Looks like original artwork. Greenlight Comics, of course. We've got our friend Tristan here, feverishly setting up.
I'm not awake yet.
That's what caffeine's for, mate. Some Ben stuff. Some Barbie doll stuff. Unreal. We recorded a little bit earlier when it was not quite as busy. Doors hadn't opened. Now the doors have, and it is bedlam. Darren, what are you on the hunt for, mate?
Whatever I can find, I guess. But you know, Vintage Turtles is something that I'm sort of closing in on. I found a couple of Holy Grails the other day on eBay. So
nice.
So if I can sort of make some headway into that, and I guess I'm at the business end of that line. So, but yeah, really, it's like anything. It's Christmas morning. You can't plan what you're going to find under the tree.
You never know what you're going to find at an event like this. So you go to a store, you usually know what's coming up. But something like this, you're like, oh, just whatever jumps out of me. I've already spent probably more than I should have, and it's only 9:30 in the morning, so...
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I've picked up a couple of Defenders of the Earth figures.
Oh, nice.
And a Batman annual from 1986 from Toy Power's good friend Guy Blocker.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it's been great fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing what today throws up. And, you know, just got to say, the atmosphere is absolutely awesome.
It's pretty packed, isn't it? For a bit of context, we're in a full-size, basically, basketball gymnasium or hall, I guess. Full-size basketball court. And there is not a lot of elbow room here. We might head up to our table at some point later in the day and have a chat to people. But for now, we're just going to walk the floor, see what jumps out at us, have a chat to some people.
Absolutely. Maybe hear what people are finding themselves.
That's it.
Always interesting.
Let's go for a cruise.
Shut up and take my money.
Got some a lot of comics here. Well, it is advertised as a comic and toy fair. So, wow, check out all the... trade paperbacks.
Absolutely.
Unreal.
Definitely a lot of comics and trade paperbacks and graphic novels.
Two trade paybacks for $20, not bad.
Some really good value there.
Yeah. What else we got? Oh, some Masters stuff over here with our good friends Mark and Jimmy.
A lot of video games here too,
which I think
is good. I think, you know, whatever your pop culture poison is, there's something here for everyone.
Absolutely. I think there's some face painting over here in the corner as well. Look at that. More trade paperbacks. What else we got? Oh, here's our good friend Sam Cripps, otherwise known as Nerds Paradise. He's got, what do we got? Some Marvel Select, Diamond Select. Oh, NECA Raff with his
trench coat.
Ooh, tempting.
I don't know if our listeners saw the article doing the rounds from NECA, but it seemed to indicate they were actually going to offer a 7-inch version of the Raff with
trench coat.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. That we can look forward to offerings like that.
Nice. And he's got the jumbo Batman animated series. What have we got? Joker, Robin and Batman.
And Batman, the three releases thus
nice.
Far.
Nice. Some old school board games over here. Oh, Tarzos. Board games, Operation. What have we got? Walking Dead board game, Risk. Some Funko Pops. Loads of comics. Oh, Darren spotted a Batmobile. Look
what are
out.
What are you doing on this, mate? Oh, 17. Christ.
What is that, a Dyke Metals Diecast Batmobile, probably about 3 inches long, I'd say. And Darren is into it. There we go, a sale live on the air, folks. He's got the Mortal Kombat X figures. Son of Zorn. Ghostbusters stuff. Well, we got some wrestling figures over here. Rocky, John Cena, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, Undertaker. They're all here. Some Funko Pops. Oh, Beanie Bears even. Wowzers. Some DC Superpowers. Wow, you don't see that very often. A lot of Star Wars Black. Unreal. Look at this. We got some Star Trek down there. Some Star Trek scarves. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Not necessarily for me, but my wife is the Star...
For your missus?
My missus is the Star Wars person in the family, and she's got more scarves than she absolutely positively needs.
Never.
I may very well come back to that. Once I put this damn microphone down, I will come back. We've got some Lego stuff here as well, some of the big creator sets. Actually, you got PayWave like on card?
Yes, we got Square. Yeah. Yep.
Excellent. Because I'm a bit short on cash, but on card. Now, which design am I going to pick? That's the question.
Yeah, so just so you know,
yep.
This one's a thicker one.
Okay, it's like a winter scarf, yeah?
Yeah, so it's R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Nice.
And these are all like you can wear whenever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Oh, that Stormtrooper one is cool.
A couple of Unity ones, and like Infinity ones, where it's just one big loop.
Oh, yeah, the oblong stuff,
yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like the look of that one. Yeah, all right. Let's do a sale live on the air. Why not?
Thank you.
I'll take this. So what we got is, look, a Japanese inspired, but it's got Stormtrooper head and Darth Vader in an oblong scarf. Excellent. Not for me, but beautiful. And how are you guys going today?
Not too bad, yeah.
First time at the show, or you've been the last couple of years?
Third one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Veterans. Approved.
Would you like a receipt?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful, thank you. And I'm sure my wife will thank you as well.
I hope your wife enjoys it.
Thanks very much.
No worries, thank you.
Cheers. Yeah, so we've got a scarf for Ali, who is away at the moment, but good little pickup. Man, these sellers having card, I tell you, it's the worst thing. Normally I'm like, yep, I'm just going to spend the cash I've got in my wallet. I'm kind of doing the reverse of that because I'm spending it all on card instead. Oh, some box Marvel Legends. Stay away. You're making me spend it all. A lot of video games, a lot of PlayStation 2 stuff, Xbox 360. Old school Star Wars. Look at that. Kenner stuff. Unreal. There's our good friend and Patreon, Malcolm Hobbs. He's here with a table of stuff. I've already picked up some Marvel Legends from him. Kaiju collectibles, of course. Doing gangbusters. Their table is very busy. I don't think I'm going to get to chat to Osti the way he's looking. What have we got over here? Zombie Rising collection. G'day, I'm Frank. How are you?
Yeah, good, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What have we got here, mate? This looks like all your work, yeah?
Yes, author. I've got 3 different series on the go. I've got a kids zombie magic series called Zombie Rising.
Kids zombies?
Yes, of course, obviously. When you write a kids series, you want zombies in there and monsters and magic and action adventure and fart jokes. So if you can combine those...
Sounds like a winning formula.
Yeah, exactly right. So, yeah. Book One actually won a gold medal at the Global eBook Awards in 2015 for juvenile fiction. Yeah. And then I got 2 young adult series as well. Apocalypse Driver Survivor, which is set in Adelaide.
Okay.
And was a bestseller as an eBook on Amazon before coming out in print. And then my Starship Dorsana Chronicles, which is like a sci-fi comedy action adventure. I think Guardians of the Galaxy type vibe.
Beautiful.
With inappropriate jokes and pop culture references.
Even better.
There's an inappropriate joke theme happening here, I feel, in some of this stuff.
Yeah. Beautiful, mate. This is outstanding stuff.
Yeah,
and so where can they, if you wanted to look this up online, where can they find you?
You can find me on my Facebook page, Matt J. Pike Author, or I've got a website, mattpike.co.
Yep.
Yeah, just search me up and all that sort of stuff. I'll come here to the event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come say hi.
It's been a cracking day. Have you got actual slime here?
This is for the Kids Zombie Rising series, so the slime's all around the mythology of the Zombie Rising, Dark Forces bring zombies and other monsters back to the surface,
nice.
But also infuse in our misfit survivors and they get their own magic powers to fight back, which is all kind of represented in slime as well. So there's a free slime if they buy their series.
Magic powers from ooze. I like it.
Oh, it can happen. It's fiction, right?
Beautiful, mate.
Anything can happen.
Awesome, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks
Appreciate
for stopping
it.
By.
Thanks, mate. G'day, how are you? Good.
What's your paper today?
I don't know, I'm just having a look. We're with the Toy Power Podcast, so we've got a recording up there, just sort of getting a feel for what's on the floor here today. You've got a bit of a mixture of books and stuff from the look of it?
A mixture of self-help and art books.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Okay. Self-help. According to my wife, I need a bit of help every now and then. So.
Okay.
So you're an author or... You just...
No, these are just books that I've finished with them. Like,
yep.
I'm ready to part with them.
Part
I guess.
With them, move them on. Yeah, absolutely. Very nice. These crates are a little bit nice and cute, aren't they?
Yeah, they're from IKEA.
Okay.
So I think they're about $15 each. But they're good. They're nice.
Hold all the stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. There's some good stuff here. Excellent. Thank you. Oh, here we are. Here's our friends at Hack the Dino. Got their flyers and everything. Here's Ben himself.
Here I am.
How are you, mate?
Good, Frank. How are you going, man?
Good, buddy. Sorry, you were making a sale, are you?
No, I was just checking something because there's a box Dino-rider over there.
Checking out the prices?
No, I just don't know if I've got it or not. So I was checking my collection to see if I had...
Checking the list?
Yeah.
Checking it twice?
Checking the twice. Checking the twice. How are you guys going?
Yeah, man, we're good. We've got Ben and... The other one,
there.
Trent.
Yep. Yeah, I've already gone and bought some monsters in my pocket from Trent.
Yeah, yep, he's been keeping those. You guys got video games is the big one here from the look of it.
Yeah, so King Kaiju here has got his stall set up, and I'm just selling the bits and pieces that I've got left lying around. And
yeah, nice.
If they don't go today, they go to Facebook Marketplace.
Beautiful. We got some Game Boy Colors here as well.
Yeah. Upgraded some of the collections.
Nice. Ninja Turtles, very good.
Yeah, I've got a boxed one.
Do you?
A good price. So I went, okay.
Don't need the loose one.
So beautiful. That's upgraded.
Awesome.
So is there much around here? You guys
I may have already spent my budget and then some.
Already?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of coming to these things before the door opens.
I actually didn't spend that much before. That was Ben. Ben did that. He blew his wad nice and early.
Oh, good.
But far out.
I hear that about Ben. Seen some videos.
It is 10 o'clock already. It's going to be a long day. Fantastic.
Awesome. I'll get you to talk to King Kaiju as well. Because,
yeah, man. I wanted to chat to him before, but he's pretty
busy.
Popular.
Yeah, they're just going to dive in there and go, oi. I'll fill in for him.
Yeah,
so
right.
So we can have some air time.
No worries. We've got some more vintage SNES games here. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Mega Drive. Super Famicom. Wow. Lynx. King Kaiju. Gonna see if we can have a chat to Austin now, but he's a busy, busy man. He's got cash and card. Good boy. He doesn't want to talk to us.
These guys.
Austin, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Having a good day so far?
Yeah, so far it's been fun. Yeah. Had a bit of a look around and... tried to scope out, see if I could find anything for myself.
Yeah, for sure. You've been pretty busy. I came back to chat to you before, and I was like, nope, there's too many people here. He's a busy boy. He's popular.
Yeah, I think because I've got a bit of a variety.
Yeah, you got a bit of different stuff. You don't see at any of the other stores. And the old games and stuff's unreal.
Yeah, a bit of old games, a bit of Japanese toys. And, and some of the American stuff as well. So, yeah.
I'm seeing some Crash Test Dummies on the table here. We've got... is that Ultraman?
Ultraman.
Yeah, nice.
Godzilla and...
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, all sorts.
Beautiful, man.
Lots of good stuff.
You here for the long haul, here all day?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'll be here all day. till closing. Till closing. Hopefully I can get a... Hopefully there's a quiet time where I can go out and have a bit of a look around again.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome, man. Good to chat.
No problems. Cheers.
Look after yourself, buddy.
Thank you. See ya.
See you, mate. He's a Fugitoid, otherwise known as Trent. Silver Age, Bronze Age, $2 for a comic. Comic book buyers, guys. Star Trek encyclopedias. Daredevil, Blade Runner. I'm just like reading out stuff as I see it. This is unreal, folks. Wow, comics from the 1950s. Have a look at this. Jeez, original Phantom Comics, number 83. $150. If you don't mind. A little bit of mixture of stuff here. We've got some DC, some Marvel Legends. Here we are. Oh, this is the Transformers Collectors Club Australia table. We've got a good friend, Max Tibby, over here. Max, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing not half bad, thank you. Not how are you doing? Bad.
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Pretty good. This is a nice little setup you've got here. Bit of everything, bit of all the various generations and stuff.
Yeah, you know, try and have a decent breadth that shows off the franchise and what the hobby means. Encompasses.
Oh, he's got all the comics as well. He's got a box of little bits and pieces if you want to complete some stuff. Yeah. Oh, we've got Stunticons. Oh, look out.
Yeah, it'll be G1s and whatever you know. Try and, you know, have it all out on display.
Yeah.
Catch people's attention and promote the club a bit.
Absolutely, mate. So it's been a busy day for you so far?
Yeah, pretty hectic. Like, probably the biggest show we've had here.
Yeah, nice.
This time around, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. You've been coming the last couple of years as well?
Yeah, basically, since it moved to CBC, I've been here every single time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, you've got a wide variety of stuff here. I love it.
It's always good for us. They put on a really good show here.
So yeah, nice.
Glad to be here.
That Scorponok, unbelievable. Like, I know it doesn't transform, but that's the right scale, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes so well with Fort Max there, you know? Like, big, chunky, looks right into the G1s.
Yeah, the right colours and everything. Beautiful, Max. All right, awesome. Have a good day, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you. Take it easy.
Thanks, mate. Toy. G'day, guys. This is Frank from Toy Power. We're doing a podcast here about all things cool. I'm intrigued. What, Quidditch Club? Tell us a bit about it.
So Quidditch is played all around the country in Australia and also all around the world. So obviously derived from Harry Potter.
Yep.
It's a full contact mixed gender sport, basically a mix between dodgeball, netball and rugby.
Okay.
So you have a ball, you throw it between people, score it through the hoops.
Yep.
Then you have a couple of other, like the beaters, who try and tag you out, essentially like dogball.
Nice. Unreal. This is so, wow, you've got sign up sheets and everything. Oh, a bit of footage on the laptop as well. Unreal.
Yeah, so
so we got like multiple teams, obviously.
Yeah,
and
so we have a couple of teams here. Our club runs an adult team. We also do kiddish events, so birthday parties for kids.
Oh wow!
Where we come out and run a session
with
like drills and games, etc. And then we're also trying to get a little league Quidditch started as well. So all the information's on our Facebook and our web page, which is Adelaide Augurys on Facebook. So check us out if you're interested in trying new sports.
Beautiful. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. I'm trying to get to Ben's table to have a chat to him, but he is busy making bank. And he's shoulder to shoulder here. It's like trying to drive home at 5 o'clock. There's just traffic everywhere. Oh, hello. There's Mr. Callum there, helping out at Dad's stall. Oh, it looks like Trent's doing some deals as well. We've got our good friend Guy Blocko here with his setup of all sorts of crazy stuff. It's got some turtles, got a lot of Lego. Oh, a massive Thunderbirds playset. Unreal. Unreal. Guy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Frank. How are you, mate?
Good, man.
Good to see the Toy Power podcast here.
Yeah, man. It's a busy day. Whoop, careful. Let's not knock stuff over just yet. Unreal. You got a lovely setup, as always. A real mixture of all sorts, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's good to see the crowd here, too.
Yeah.
The crowd's a bit of a mix as well.
Massive
kids,
crowd.
Kids, oldies. It's good to see collectors.
Yeah. Got a lot of Lego stuff on here.
Lego's been popular, yes. With
yeah.
Kids coming through.
Busy
day. New Harry Potter series out at the moment. That's going on fire.
Yeah, beautiful. Busy day for you so far. I mean,
yeah,
it's
been fantastic.
Only about an hour and a half in, but
been enjoying sitting back and just watching the crowd and seeing the hustle and bustle. Lots of happy faces.
Excellent. No worries. We'll touch base a bit later, buddy.
No worries.
Have a good day, man.
Enjoy your day, Frank.
Who have we got here? We've got Big Jim and Mark. What are you guys up to?
The Toy Power Podcast Associate. How are you?
Associate.
Oh, no, associate's not the word.
Co-founder?
Co-founder. I don't know.
What's going on, guys?
It's more about associate because you and I are old indoor cricket buddies.
This is true.
So
yeah.
I've been running Frank out for years.
He's very good at it, let me tell you.
That's right.
He just drops it at his feet and he's like, yep, there's a single. I was like, no, mate, there's not.
Indoor cricket, there's always a run there.
going on?
Yeah, it's a good day so far. It's lots of good people, lots of black t-shirts.
I've got t-shirts.
a lot of collection of tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real mix in the crowd. You've got the big old long boxes here full of all sorts.
Got heaps of comics we need to, you know, get rid of, otherwise we're going to burn them in a fire.
it's an expensive fire.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we like to go at. Dance.
Oh, we got a
Motu.
Got a Masters, yeah. Oh, we got Clamp Champ.
Yeah, there's some tasty ones in there.
Some good good stuff. You
know? Yep. Just moving them on.
Yeah, time to go.
It's our doubles.
Yeah. It's doubles.
Yeah,
of course.
Still got our
never sell the good stuff.
And yeah.
Beautiful.
Buy a motorbike, so come buy all my shit.
You heard it straight from the man.
Yeah,
come buy it all. Look forward to that. All right, buddy.
Great to see you, Frank.
Have a good one, mate. We got here. We've got the guys from Starship Mawson here. Good friends of ours on the show. We've got the Tintin collection here. Some original comics. Here he is. Here's Stuart. How are you, mate?
Very good, and good afternoon to everybody out there.
Yes, yeah, this is looking great, mate. You've got a nice little setup here.
Oh, thanks. Primarily to promote, but we're also marketing, many collectibles at the fair. But many of the Tintin stuff we're advertising here for our exhibition that we're having at Supernova.
Ah, right, excellent.
So for the toy fanatic, come on down, because we'll have an exhibition of everything from Tintin to Asterix to Lucky Luke.
Oh, nice.
The famous French and Belgian comic book characters.
Yep. Excellent. Unreal. Mm. Unreal. This is really great. So where can people find out a bit more about you?
www.stuartablair.com.
Yep.
And if they're looking more sci-fi related, starshipmawson.com.
Starshipmawson.com. Perfect. This is good stuff, mate. You've been busy today?
Very busy. This is a fantastic crowd. The Adelaide's turned out on Holiday Monday,
yep.
So we're happy, and I think all the dealers are happy here.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
You've got the primo spot right in front of the door as people come in.
Well, it's fantastic, and and yeah, I've just been given a postcard. One of our major sponsors now is the Tintin Shop in Singapore.
Oh, nice.
And so we thank them, but also it's great for everybody now based here in Adelaide and also in Australia, because it's going to bring in a whole new realm of collectible at a more affordable rate than what it has been in the past, coming all the way from Europe.
Yep.
We've got now a shop on our doorstep, so
perfect.
It's looking great.
Beautiful, mate. Mm. I'll leave you to it. You have a good day.
Yourself too, and best wishes to everybody out there.
No worries. Thanks, Stuart. And we've got our good friend Callum here, who's helping out at Dad's table. Callum, how are you, buddy? Good. You having a good day? Which toy is your favourite?
That one.
That one? The penguin or the Lego?
The Lego.
The Lego. Jurassic World Lego. So do you think Dad's going to sell it to you? Is that a fair deal?
No, but I've already got it.
You've already got it? But it's here on the table for sale.
I know, I already got it. We both got, Dad and me have got it. And we got an extra one.
Ah, you've got doubles. It's not like your dad to have doubles of stuff, is it? No, it is, mate. That's fine. Excellent. Yeah, that's
it's
a cool
so
Joker.
Rare.
What is that, the Dark Knight collection?
It's so rare.
Original. Look at it.
It's really rare.
He's really rare. Exactly right. He's a bit expensive, that one. Good job, buddy. So, we're here with Dakota Studios, is that right? Yep. So, tell us a bit about your stuff. What do we got going on here?
So, I do pet portraits and caricatures and just anything really.
Yeah, so we've got a bit of everything. We've got some Stan Lee, we've got Wonder Woman, Joker, all the, what's that?
Things.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Excellent. Bit of skull-based zombie stuff, bit of everything. So this is all your own designs?
Yep, it's all my own art and creations.
Yeah?
Yep.
So you, like, did you begin to art all your whole life, like at school and stuff?
Yeah, I've been all my life, so yeah.
Excellent. No worries. Where can they find a bit more about what you've got?
Just on Instagram at Dakota Studios and Facebook Dakota Studios as well.
No worries. I might grab one of these cards and we will, put that online for you and give you a bit of exposure.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
How are you doing?
Good, matey. Now, talk us through what we've got going on here. I know you and I had a bit of a chat earlier,
yep.
But tell some of the listeners out there what you've got.
Sure thing. Well, I'm Dr. Mike 2000, writer-artist of the psychedelic superhero sci-fi saga Universe Gone.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's a comic series, a little bit X-Men, little bit Fifth Element and a little bit Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Excellent.
You know, it is made here in Adelaide. It's sort of going to be a long-form story, 8 main characters, 12 issues, set in the 37th century when superhuman powers are illegal and a group of rebels and misfits get together to overthrow the corrupt status quo.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Stick it to the man, comrade. Yeah.
No worries. And you've got, what is it, was about 12 issues, is that right?
12 issues. It will be 12 issues. I've got 10 of them made. They're collected into two trade paperbacks, each collecting 4 issues. Number 11 and 12 are in the works, and the whole series is going to wrap up sometime very early next year.
Nice.
With book 3, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And if people want to know more, where can they find you?
They can find me at www.universegun.com. And Adelaide people who are wanting to buy a copy can go down Greenlight Comics.
Greenlight Comics, yeah. We've been chatting to them as well. Yep. Excellent.
Yep, cool.
Beautiful. No worries. Oh, well, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a good
mate.
Day yourself.
We're here with our boy Malcolm Hobbs. Malcolm, how's the day been, buddy?
Yeah, pretty good. Nice and steady.
Yeah. Got a nice collection of some G1, a bit of Transformers, some Marvel Legends, bits and pieces. MP10 from the look of it?
MP10, yep.
Nice.
It certainly is.
And is that an original Beast Wars Megatron?
No, this is the 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary.
Yeah, so he's got the cartoon head and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, I shouldn't be looking at this. Reflector, very nice. That's a good price for a reflector,
yeah,
I'll tell
you
what.
It's all genuine, no knockoffs. So.
Yeah. You managed to get out and get some food?
Yeah, my missus got me food, so I'm all good.
We had a Macca's drive through and people were coming past going, oh, I have to move on because it smells too good. Like, beautiful. Oh, I got some Batman there.
Yeah,
Scourge, does it have the... Oh, it's got the thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't have his gun.
Oh, see, I've got the gun. I don't have the headpiece.
Perfect.
What are you doing to me?
Perfect.
Yeah, no Michael Bay to be found here.
Yeah.
All right, have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, Venom.
So we're here with local artist Dave Atzi, who's got a whole bunch of his stuff. Dave, tell us about your work, mate.
G'day, yeah. Most of my stuff is like children's books.
Yep.
I've been in the children's book industry for about 3 years now.
Nice.
Little bit of like pop culture stuff here as well. Few comics and things like that.
Yeah, beautiful. I actually think I have some work of yours. My sister, I think it's Supernova, Oz Comic Con, one of those a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's 4 Ninja Turtles, sort of, you know, jumping down from, and you know, you've got your signature at the bottom,
yeah,
all the best,
sure.
Frank and stuff. So
oh,
I was like,
yes.
I recognised the name. I went, oh, that style looks
how
familiar.
Cool is that? That's awesome. Wow.
So, no, that's really cool.
Blew me away.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff, mate. So mainly in the kids' space. That's
That's so I've been working full time, virtually in children's book for the last 3 years, and yeah, that's where most of my effort goes to. And then I try and fit in all my own stuff.
Pop culture for fun.
Yeah, for fun. Yeah, all the stuff I enjoy.
Exactly.
Mainly
right.
80s stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of Ninja Turtles here. We got some Astro Boy.
Yeah, Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, yes.
Well. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. So if people want to find out a bit more about you, where do they go?
Sure, daveatzi.com.
That's the one.
And then all my social media is linked at the bottom of that. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
No worries. You had a good day so far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good. Yeah, lots
a lot
of people.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's
beautiful,
working.
Mate. All right.
Awesome.
Take it easy.
Thanks, dude. Cheers.
Here we are. We've got Sam, our good friend from Nerds Paradise. Buddy, how's your day been?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been pretty busy. How, how are you finding it?
A lot of fun. Lots of awesome customers. Lots of cool stuff to look at. It's hard not to spend money.
It's always a good start.
Literally, I've just ended up from Brett with 2 Buzz books of Buck and Mice from Mars.
Oh, wowzers.
So it's a nice little time capsule.
Oh, my God,
absolutely. Cool little art that you don't see very often.
Oh, wow, look at that.
That's
vintage.
Very retro.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Fantastic. Mate, you've got some good stuff here. We were having a chat earlier. You talk about the turtle stuff, which has just been moving like nothing else.
Yeah, NECA is killing it.
Yeah, agreed.
So I know that personally, the Nerds Paradise, we've got our biggest order ever. There's about 70 sets of the next lot of turtles coming in.
Wow.
And 2 of those are mine.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It's and still got more. More orders made today.
More orders made today. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
That NECA are killing it. I think I was a bit hesitant with NECA for a while because there were some problems with a lot of the alien figures missing bits and being broken.
Yeah.
But the turtle line seems secure
solid.
And solid. They're not There may be some joint problems here and there. I've heard a couple of rumours that some of the arms don't move as well. But that seems to be just a by the figure basis.
Not exactly. Yeah.
Where like the alien crossed the line, a lot of the queen aliens were missing spines and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, every line's going to have faulty products.
That's it.
From every manufacturer.
Exactly.
But it's good to hear that overall they seem to be hitting their stride with this line, because it is a line that means so much to so many people. We all grew up with those original movies.
Yeah.
Adelaide's turtle fan base now is huge, and I think it's partly your fault. Guilty.
Toy Power, please, guilty.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, I noticed also at the back here you've got a rather pricey looking comic. Shazam. Sorry, mate, you're in the middle of a sale.
Oh, just helping her out of the sale.
Go for it. Money comes first, that's fine.
That won't work.
So, yeah, so we can see up the back there we've got a Shazam comic around about the $200 mark, which I'm pretty sure is the very first ever appearance of Shazam in DC.
So after they took him over from the previous rights owner.
What do you mean previous rights owner?
Didn't Shazam predate DC?
Did he? Oh, that's news to me. Shazam, maybe Sam knows.
Shazam didn't start with DC, did he?
He was in his own.
Oh, he was part of an acquisition, wasn't he? I remember. Yes. Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah.
Good spot.
That was in the Golden Age.
Yes.
So this is the first appearance of Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel Jr., Mary Marvel, and it's the first appearance since their Golden Age.
Right.
And it's the origin story retold. So they've redone it. All ready
and
to go.
And the DC world.
Exactly. Bought in to battle the likes of Superman and everyone else.
What year was that printed, Sam? Do you know?
I actually have no idea. No, I don't know.
I can't
remember.
No. I'm just curious. Beautifully presented on
What's the original price on it?
So,
20 cents?
20 cents, that's what I thought.
20 cents, and now sitting at $220.
Yeah,
so that's a jump. That's a good percentage, yeah.
And 9.0.
It's nice to see
CGC.
You kept the 2 and the 0 is present.
Exactly, I wanted to have a theme overgoing. With the movie coming out, that's the price.
For
that's
sure.
the reason.
Yeah,
honestly, normally I have sold a bunch of these at different points. I've actually had about 6 of these myself.
Yeah, wow.
And just kept upgrading them because I wanted one for myself. And now the film coming out, I thought, right, it's the right time to move on the golden
crop. I remember you saying online that as far as DC characters go, he was one of your faves, if not your faves.
DC is definitely not my area of expertise. Marvel's my main go-to.
Yeah, but as far as this character goes,
Shazam, Captain Marvel, / also, I guess, everyone's a fan of Batman. You can't not
like
Batman.
True.
Yeah.
Batman is...
Well, don't get him started on Batman.
So Jesus, iconic.
We don't have time for a Batman talk, Darren.
Best comic-based property ever. Equal to Master Universe for toys.
Recent scandal with Batman? The comic? About the dam?
The bat wing.
Sold at $250 the other night. $250.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yep.
Because they're not reprinting.
They're not reprinting.
It's going to
they're not doing another set of it.
Taking it out of the digital and everything.
In the digital, they're blurring out any of the
Batwing. Yeah, and the editions, it'll all be...
Wow.
And it's the first time they've ever done an edition like that.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, I heard, and I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, I heard that the studio...
I thought it was a joke.
Warner Brothers are like, you're not doing this anymore.
Yeah. you got to wonder, was that the artist or was
the
that...
The art is incredible, but you know what? At the end of the day, I think it's just because no reprints.
Yep.
And also it being... In a large format, it kind of reminds me of a treasury edition style.
Yeah, okay.
But it just, just very rare. They've never done anything like that before.
Absolutely.
So it's cool. It's a bit of history, which we don't get very often these days. We get lots of reprints, but this is a nice new
bit of history.
Yeah,
new bit of history that's going to be fairly random and one-off.
And now the hard bit is, do you sell it or do you keep it?
Absolutely.
So you got some very awesome Batman Animated Series jumbos from Digital Giant.
Yes. I've had that run about 4 times now. And I've sold out nearly instantly every time. That's the last slot, and I'm doing the special.
Yep.
$100 each today.
I'm sorely tempted. My only difficulty is getting them home on the bus.
I believe in you.
Anything's possible.
Yeah,
perfect, mate. Well, we'll let you go. You have a great day, brother.
Too easy. You too.
Take it easy, mate.
Talk to you soon, guys.
We've got, we're at one of the storeholders here. What's your name? Tell us a bit about yourself.
So my name is Jess, and I've been interested in comics since I can remember, really. I started by reading like Calvin and Hobbes and stuff in the newspaper, and kind of worked my way up and realised you can buy comic books from comic book stores.
Even
and,
better.
Yeah, got into it from there, I guess.
Cool. And so you've got a nice variety of stuff here today. I'm seeing everything from Cards Against Humanity to some of the black and white DC statues, a whole bunch of comic books.
Graphic
this is
novels.
All graphic novels, absolutely.
Black Widow, Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Mattel car.
So you've got a particular DC fan over Marvel kind of thing? Or?
I reckon I am, yeah. But just because I grew up watching Batman, the animated series, so I fell in love with it. And
Darren's fist pumping.
Yeah. In support, yeah,
high
100%.
High five for
yes.
All Batman.
So
five.
That obviously just captured me, so I got really into that, and I've dabbled into everything else as well, like Marvel and stuff. I'm really into the indie stuff as well, so
yeah,
Image
beautiful.
Comics, Aftershock,
nice.
They're really good too. Like them too, yeah. I just enjoy a broad range of it, I guess.
Don't excellent. Worry, Frank. Better luck next time. I'm sure there's a Marvel fan or two here
hey,
somewhere.
Hey, 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 hey. You just keep on your DC side right there. So, yeah, so is this your first time at one of these sorts of events? Or?
It's my second time, actually.
Oh,
I
nice.
Came to the last one and did really well. It was a really great atmosphere. I just loved it a lot. It was great, so I wanted to come back again. And, yeah, so far it's been good.
Beautiful. And if people want to find some more of your stuff, is there somewhere they can find you on the internet or...? Not really?
Not potentially at the moment. I will be putting some stuff up on the Facebook pages at some point and eBay, but I don't really have anything set up particularly yet.
No,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, hopefully.
Excellent.
At some
that's
point.
Cool. We're on Toy Power Podcast on Facebook. If you ever do set something up, just message us.
Yeah,
and,
we'll give you a plug. Absolutely. And it's been a busy day for you.
Yeah, fairly busy. Not as busy as the last time I came, unfortunately, but still doing really well. And, the day's not over yet.
That's right.
So
absolutely. The day's a bit young.
Yeah, hopefully I can convince some people to buy some beautiful statues here.
Yeah,
and,
very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we'll let you go. Have a great
awesome.
Day.
Thanks, you too.
No worries. Thanks.
Best wishes.
Yeah.
Thank you again. Hello, everyone. Darren from Toy Power here, joined once again by Frank at the Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair, and our good friend Brett, who's organised the event.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. So how have you found today, Brett? So, this is what, number five or number four?
Yeah, so this would be the sixth one.
Sixth
actually.
One, there you go.
So it's been pretty full on. Gone from just a little thing in a backyard, and now, there's already been over 1,000 people here, and it's gone pretty crazy. So
it is two a year, isn't it?
Yeah, so I try to do every April or October. And just go from there, and it just keeps growing. And originally one the year, and now two because of the demand. So.
Yeah, beautiful.
So you mentioned the number of 1,000 earlier, just a minute ago, and Frank and I speculated before about numbers that we need. How many people do you reckon have gone through just today? What's your sense, or is it too early to know that?
Well, counted around 11:30 or 12, and it was just on 1,000.
Nice.
And then that's kids under 10 are free, so that's unmetered, so probably another 150, 200 kids
150
there.
150 the little kids,
That is a really impressive hall for an event in a city the size of Adelaide, I think. Yeah. That goes a long way to show.
And then, probably the last 2 hours, probably another good couple of hundred as well, so it's been pretty full on.
Yep. And you're big mainly in the comic sort of scene, like that's where your sort of passion lies?
Yeah, so I've been a toy collector since I was, since I got to walk kind of thing. As I got older, I started getting more and more and more. But then, the same with comics. I've been doing that since I was about 11, 35 now, so over 20 years. Comics the main passion. Still doing toys along the side because they're
awesome.
They
do go together hand in hand, don't they? I mean, toys, comics...
It's all good.
Films,
it's all good.
Video games, books, statues, busts. I mean, it's all one happy family.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have any experience with this sort of stuff before? Like, you're not an event coordinator in real life or anything, are you?
No, pretty much everything's done on the fly. Like,
excellent.
The first one I kind of threw together in a couple of weeks, and then when 450 people showed up, I was like, whoa. I have no idea how to do this. So I planned a bit more for the up and coming ones, and I've kind of streamlined it now, so it's a bit more organized, a bit more easier. But every one, there's always something new that pops up that I've got to work out how to do, and but everything seems to come together, and beat all the hurdles along the way.
Yeah, nice. There's a really good community feel. Like, I've got to be honest, this is the first one I've been able to get to. I was sick 1 year, and then something cropped up the year before that. And it's really nice to see, compared to like some of the bigger, you know, your Oz Comic Cons and these sorts of things, there's a really, I knew half the people who were selling stuff, do you know what I mean? It's a really nice mix of people, comics and toys, and yeah, it's just a really great community event, really.
Well, that's pretty much what I've tried to keep it as. Like, I kind of want it so if you don't know that person, you know someone that knows that person. And like I said, yeah, you know most of the people, and you know, the few people that I didn't know when they first joined up as still holders, I've got to know them over time, and yeah, people come through and they come up to your stall and you're like, oh hey, how you going?
Yeah.
And everyone has a chat, and you know, like, we've, you know, usually catch up and everyone has a beer afterwards,
yeah,
and stuff
for sure.
Like that, and you can sit back and relax and just have an awesome time. And yeah, that's the kind of vibe that I want to keep it at, is like the community thing. I don't need big corporations or all that kind
yep.
of stuff you have at the big conventions. I want, you know, everyone to be friends and have an awesome time. The kids come in, can have an awesome time. The collectors come in, find all those cool things they're missing for
yeah.
the collection, and everyone have a laugh while they're doing it.
That
so.
Sounds like music to my ears. Anything else to add there, Darren?
I think you've done really well squaring off on what it is. I guess it's really hard. We're a podcast, we're an audio thing. I'm trying to give people a visual sense too. But we couldn't be in a better location in terms of being able to see all the action and seeing people come and go. And that, I think that it's really, really important that you've given us that vantage point
yeah.
just to sort of try and help sell to our listeners what we're actually seeing. And I think you've done a great job with that.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm really fascinated to sort of see where it goes from here, because as
yeah.
you said, it's growing.
Well, that's every show. I'm like, I'm really scared what's going to actually happen. Like, am I going to open the doors and 1,000 people are going to come in, or is it going to be 2,000 or what? Because
yeah.
You get all the social media, you see all the stuff going on there that people, you know, just, you put up a post and then all of a sudden, half an hour later, there's like 20, 30 people that tag their friends in it, and you're
yep.
like, well, what's going to happen with this guy?
It's going to spiral out of control.
Yeah,
people just share it, and
it just keeps going from that. And yeah, once the next one, I'm kind of planning moving to the Adelaide Showgrounds, a much
yeah.
bigger venue, probably at least twice.
That's very exciting. You got any
more
idea what kind of hall you want yet, or are you still deciding that? Or?
For those who have been there, yes, the Royal Show Showbag Hall, that cuts in half.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Know
so,
that one very.
So the people that don't haven't been there before, it's probably, imagine about 3 basketball courts.
Nice. Yeah.
It's probably about that size. Yeah, so it's.
That would be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, so that should hold it all, and should be able to get everyone in. And the hardest thing about this is actually turning people away. Like, once it sells out,
it's full, yeah.
Yeah,
these people keen to come, and I'm like, sorry, I don't have room. So hopefully this will give everyone else that opportunity to enjoy the day.
Sounds great.
It does sound great. Can I just say on that note, you know, I'm inviting myself along as I tend to. I would absolutely love to podcast from the showgrounds
yeah.
at that kind of event.
Yeah. No, that's you're more than welcome. Like, if you want to come, like, yeah, go for it. Like, I love having you here. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's great.
Oh, we love doing it. It's a great event. You know, it's one of the highlights of, and I'm not just saying that, it's become one of the highlights of the Adelaide toy and comic book and pop culture calendar.
Yeah, well,
you look forward to it.
Beautiful. That's what I love hearing. Like, that's what I mean. I want it to be a community. I want everyone around, everyone in Adelaide can come, and we hear people coming from the country, driving a couple of hours.
Yeah.
One of the vendors comes, it's a 4-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
She leaves at 5 in the morning to get here to set up.
Dedication,
wow.
I love it.
Yeah, and she's like, it's the best thing I go to all year. So,
oh,
and that's
excellent.
That's what I want everyone to have that feeling, yeah.
Those are the stories, absolutely. Well, awesome, man. It's, getting towards closing time, and you're a busy man, so we might let you go. But, look, from us, from Ben and Trent, who are down there, of course, as well, thank you so much, mate. This has been an awesome day. My wallet is a little bit lighter on, but you know, I've got a lot of cool toys to take home as a result. So
good to hear.
And a very cool episode to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got around on the show floor, and we had a mobile recorder sort of talking to a lot of the stallholders and stuff. So yeah, we've got some good stuff.
All right, great. Thanks for having me on, guys, and glad to hear you had an awesome day, and thanks for coming by.
Thank
Beautiful.
You very much.
Thanks, mate.
Brett. We really appreciate it.
Whoa, dude, nice score.
All right, well, it was a wonderful Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, and I picked up some great things. I'll go through it, and then I'll talk to my piece de la resistance at the end, which was just sensational. So I got Cyclonus from the Masterpiece line. It is not an official Takara Tomy. Right, it is a third-party X-Transbots version of Cyclonus. But Malcolm Hobbs, one of our patrons, was there selling as well at the con. And he had it on his table, and I did a bit of a sneaky pop around just before. I didn't really want to buy a lot before, but I had a sneaky look early on, and I've had my eye on that X-Transbots version of Cyclonus for a good couple of years, ever since it's come out, and I've just never pulled the pin on it, but there it was in hand to be able to pick something like that up. And Malcolm gave me a great price on it. So really grateful to you, Malcolm, for that. That was a sensational pickup, which I loved. Sitting next to, had a stall next to Tristan as well. And he had some great stuff. He had some Mattel Hook figures out.
Yep.
And he didn't, I don't think he had quite the whole collection, but he had a good, you know, 8 or 10 figures there, including the deluxe Croc, TikTok Croc, which was cool. A couple of different versions of Hook Pan. Rufio was in there.
Rufio.
And
Rufio.
Bill Dukes, I think, one of the pirates. No Smee, so keen to hunt down a Smee. But Tristan, it was sort of one of his prized possessions. He'd gone through and picked up a number of Mint on Card versions and selected the best. So, you know, he was pretty reluctant to let it go, but
yeah, it's got to be gone.
He did, and they've gone to a good home. So, and he gave me a good deal on that as well. So thank you, Tristan, if you're listening. He also got from Tristan the final loose Toxic Crusaders figure.
Oh, yes.
Which is Psycho. And Ben actually found him for me. So thank you, Ben, for rummaging. I didn't do a lot of rummaging. So
Ben's the master.
No, yeah, I love rummaging, man. I love it. And I could spend all day just rummaging through.
Yeah, he killed it. And it's a complete version. So
even with the little card
cutout bio, which is part, amazing. All the little hoses, he's got heaps of hoses that connect, I think about 4 in the head and a couple that connect to the back, all the weapons, the little glow in the dark boot that he comes with.
Nice.
And I upgraded my junkyard as well, because the one I got from Ben, which is great, it's pretty much got everything, was just missing the tongue.
Which I upgraded mine, so I offloaded to Trent.
Anyone listening or anyone in the room want a junkyard
anyone
without a tongue?
The market for a junkyard minus the tongue. Yeah.
He still looks cool even without the tongue.
He just closes his mouth, and you wouldn't know the difference. No, you wouldn't know. So, yeah, awesome figure still.
Absolutely.
And then it was my last purchase of the day, and it was something I had my eye on. It was Mark Randall and Jimbo had their stall. I think this was Jim's Dino Riders. So it was one of the two packs from Tyco, the two packs of action figures, still mint in box, and it features the Rulon drone and the heroic Dino Rider Hondo. So I always wanted to round out my Hondo collection, so now I've got my Mask, you know, Hondo figure, and I've got my Dino Riders in the same 2-inch scale Hondo as well.
It's not the same sculpt, is it?
No, it's totally different, different companies. Okay, so, but look, they're just the
pristine condition.
Absolutely immaculate.
Minty fresh, wasn't it?
They actually had a 2-pack that was AFA graded sitting there as well, which I don't collect AFA graded, and it just does so much for the price that I just can't warrant
justify
that.
It, yeah.
But that was a good value. And the other one they had on sale, they had a Commando. I think there's about they're single carded figures with a few extra accessories.
Yeah.
Instead of being in a 2-pack, and they're all done in the Commando style. They all had a little gimmick. But the one they did have on sale was the only one that I've got in my card. So
no.
So I was like, no. But otherwise I would have picked that one up. So that was For the vintage find, to see something like a Dino Riders of that year at the fair was sensational. So, again, thanks to Jimbo for that one.
Nice. Well, it should come as no surprise that I picked up a number of Marvel Legends, but I did get a few little odds and sods as well. I managed to pick up a G1 Twin Twist, which is one of the Battle Dashes or Battle Charges, I think it is. The wind-up ones where you pull it back and then they flip to change. This is the one with Twin Twist is the one, for those who don't know, it's got the drill sort of feature on the front with the chrome. Chrome's in really nice condition. No gun, but a really great price from our good friend Max Tibby with the Transformers Collectors Club Australia. So that was pretty good. Also from the boys at Greenlight Comics, picked up the Big Trouble in Little China. I guess you'd call it a sequel book. It takes place directly after the events of the movie, where you see the monster hiding in the truck and sort of spins out from there. It had Kurt Russell's glorious mullet on the front, and I just couldn't say no, and they took a bit off the price for me as well. Those boys are awesome. So that was really great. From our friend and Patreon, Malcolm. Was it Malcolm? Yes, it was.
Say it's from Malcolm regardless.
We'll give him the credit. Yeah, he picked up a couple of Marvel Legends. He had there found White Tiger, which is not one I knew it existed. I've never actually seen one before. That's from about 2013 or thereabouts. There was also a Toybiz era Doctor Strange with a really nice, the full cape that he had. The cape is, unfortunately, I found in posing it, the cape is so, it's that really sort of heavy, durable rubber. It's still like malleable, but if you go to like raise his hand up, it sort of pushes the whole cape up. Yep. And his face gets buried in this really nice high collar. So having a bit of fun playing with that. Again, from Max Tibby, I got a full, complete Abomination, who's actually one of the Build-A-Figure characters, I realised.
Oh, so it's not Ultimates.
No, I thought it was Marvel Select originally.
Yeah, Select, sorry, yep. Yeah, I get them. Yeah, sorry.
Yep. Yeah, and so I looked it up and I was like, nope, this is a full Build-A-Figure.
Oh, even
and
better.
Exactly, and he did an amazing price on that when I realised what I paid. And look, I think ballpark, most sort of, if you were to buy a complete Build-A-Figure, people are going to say, you know, $65, $70, somewhere like that. I did not pay that much, let
nice.
Me tell
well
you.
Well done,
so
bro.
Max was awesome with that. Also from Max, picked up the new Wolverine, which is in the classic sort of blue and yellow, really 90s. Oh, and what I love about it, all the claws on that are actually articulated. They've got these little pegs, and so you can turn the claws so you can have them just straight up, as some people do, or they splays out to the side in like a V shape. Really, really cool. But the big one, and this is my piece de resistance, was the full-size Toybiz Build-A-Figure Apocalypse.
Woo!
And, you know, this thing is just, it was one of these things, a bit like Trent's story, right at the end of the day, he'd been there all day eyeing him off, $100, should I, shouldn't I? And I was kind of waiting for someone else to buy him and take the decision away from me. It didn't happen, and then I had $100 at the end of the day going, yeah,
it's right. Mine.
It's let's do it. And yeah. This thing is just amazing. It's caused me now to take all my Marvel Legends off the shelf and redesign the whole thing because it just won't fit otherwise.
Oh, what a good situation to be in, I reckon.
Exactly.
Sick, man, sick. All right, so Trent said he was a bit unsure about buying before the show started. Well, I bought on the night before the show even went on. I walked in and good old Mark Randall and Jimbo had pretty much set up their entire stall, and I saw a little He-Man puzzle game where you move the pieces around to form a picture, and I had to pop on that because MOTU merch is just so far, you know, rare and
yeah.
Hard to find. Yeah. And he knocked $5 off the price for me, and which was pretty sweet. The next day, I then picked before the show opened as well. I picked up a He-Man on Battle Cap for an absolutely outstandingly good price. Not that I...
You might as well just have taken it.
Yeah.
It was that cheap. Complete He-Man on Battle Cap.
Oh, he's missing his shield. Immaculate condition.
Yeah.
Original rubber legs and things. Not a scratch of paint, astray. I don't need him, but he'll be fantastic trade bait.
Absolutely.
Maybe for something that I do need in the future.
The story with that goes is that Ben was following me out to the car.
I was helping.
I said, Ben, I need some help getting some stuff out of the car so we can do the call. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I stop and look back and I've lost him. And I see him with his He-Man. And I've actually just happened to see the price. And I went, oh, no, that's fair enough. Like, at first I was annoyed. I was like, where the hell did he go? Bloody Ben. And then I saw, is it $50? Ben was asking the question, oh, I'm sorry, is that for both or is that... And then Trent came up and goes, oh, where's Ben gone? And I explained the situation. He's like, oh, no, that's fair enough.
So, my bad. And then I went outside and I didn't know which direction they'd gone in, and I'm like, well, effort was made. So, then not, I think just before the show started, actually, I walked past Justin's and what was the other guy's name?
I'm not sure.
Fox?
Oh, Avon Fox.
Avon Fox, yeah. Avon Fox's table. And they had, in my opinion, one of the most incredible array of toys around the joint. Everything from Ghostbusters to Shogun Warriors to Micronauts. Mm-hmm. You know, how often do you go to a local toy fair and see Micronauts?
Very rare.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he brought along Baron Kaza on Acryear, and that, and I'm shouting it now. I was meant to say it later, but that is my piece de resistance. he grabbed Baron Kaza and he said, you know, here you go, you can have it. I'm like, no, man, I'm not walking out here without Acryear the horse. Give me the bundle deal. So I grabbed that, which was super fantastic, 100% complete, just sensational.
And why did he bring it to the show?
Oh, because he listened to our podcast where I gave a big plug on Micronauts
how
and Baron Kaza. And
that's
just so beautiful. Such nice connections that we're throwing out there without even knowing it.
Don't you just love how this show is actually helping us with our collection?
It's making us poor
making us poor, but people are becoming aware of what we want and they're targeting us at their stores. I mean, that is just so cool.
For that first like half an hour leading up to the show, I had buyer's remorse because I'd like pretty much spent a majority of my money before the show had even opened, but I quickly made it back, so that was cool.
That was basically the first thing Frank told me when I arrived. Yeah. Like, Ben's spent, basically. It hasn't started yet.
But I feel I was very, very conservative after that. So after that, I continuously walked past Mark Randall and Jimbo's table and eyeing off the Masters of the Universe mini comic, The Legend Begins, The Powers of Grayskull. And I can't exactly remember which mini comics I do and don't have, but I definitely knew I did not have that comic. And it was a very reasonably priced. It was in pretty darn good condition. And after walking past it the fifth time, I had to pop on it. I think that's a bit of a saying in itself. I then made a deal with Trent to buy some Monster in My Pockets, which massive thank you for them. And that's filled up my little masonry jar very, very nicely. Our mate King Kaiju Collectibles hooked me up with a Super Shredder from the Nickelodeon toy line, which was a sensational price. And he actually paid for it and brought it back. He took a photo of it, showed me. I said, where's that? And he's like, just wait here. Came back with the figure and paid for it, you know, and I just hooked him up with the cash, which is awesome. And then at the end of the day, when we were leaving, Max Tibby was handing out some Autobot and Decepticon stickers. So that was pretty cool. So I grabbed one of them.
Yeah,
and
I got one too. Thanks, Max.
That was nice. Yeah, so that was a nice little thank you gift to the, you know, stalls around him. He didn't have too many to give out, and it was just a bit of a on-the-fly decision, I think. So, yeah, thank you, everyone who I dealt with.
Yeah.
It was certainly an awesome day. And I can't forget BJ, our mate from down south, he came over and brought me a knockoff Masters of the Universe figure for just a high five, you know, absolutely free, fantastic.
Beautiful.
And I got you a Supergirl figure
as
well.
Yes, there's a little, probably about 1 inch tall.
That's
figure
from the
animated
Justice League Unlimited line.
Unlimited,
by Mattel.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that was short change, but yes, one that Frank didn't have, which is cool.
And for me, I found quite a bit of stuff. I bought a bit from Trent, funnily enough. Some Mint on Card Defenders of the Earth stuff, a Flash Gordon and the Lofar, which is great for me and where my collection's at with that. I picked up some Justice League action figures from him as well that I was missing from the Mattel line and was really happy to get a hold of them. I managed to get an 1986 Batman annual from our good friend Guy Blocko from his booth, which again is really great for me because I have 1984 and 1985 but not 1986. And I looked at home and I also noticed I had 1987 but was missing 86, so I'm feeling pretty good about that now. I've also got DC superheroes from 84 and Superman from 84. But yeah, I've got quite a few of the Batman, so really, really happy to line that up. And the art in that is very much sort of that superpowers sort of era art. You know, the Batmobile is very much the superpowers Batmobile. You've got the Joker that looks very much superpowers. Everything looks sort of that sort of retro 1980s era. So I was really happy to get that from Guy.
Oz Toys.
Yeah, from Oz Toys. And what else did I get? I got a Star Wars Black Series 40th Anniversary Mint on Card Obi-Wan, which is the last one I need from that line to round out that 40th anniversary thing. So I was really happy to do that. And just trying to think what else I got. I bought quite a few Batman graphic novels, some hardcover editions, and some trade paperback ones as well. So I reckon I did pretty well. It was good fun event too, the vibe and the atmosphere and that. Yeah. That's
so
the part
good.
I was just going to say that's probably the part we miss in the later scores. But yeah, there's such a community environment. Brett's created something with this Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair that really does make us all feel like, you know, as cheesy as it might sound, almost like an extended family.
In a segue to the community thing, we had an enormous box, like one of the biggest cardboard boxes we had that we used to unpack our toys at the start of the day. And I jokingly said, right, everyone's stuff that they buy, put in this box. Just so we all knew, this is the things that if you're manning the stall, that's the box not to sell from, so to speak. And I think Frank or someone said, oh yeah, we'll fill that. Well, we certainly did. Close.
Gave it a good crack.
Yeah. No, it was a great day. I had tons of fun. So good, just kind of knew everyone there.
Yep.
It's just like a big family. A big credit to Brett and to Guy for really setting that up. I think they're, you know, although Brett's sort of taken the reins of this day and it's his day and he's coordinated it, Guy really was the instigator and did set up that community. So it is a really nice feel. At the end of the day, it was really cool because we all went for beers at a little sort of pretty dodgy pub in the city.
Trent. You need to get out more.
that's about as dodgy as I get. But that it was so cool. And I sort of arrived. I drove there. I think did you guys walk?
We walked.
I drove there. So I got there a bit earlier and I rocked up. And it was everyone that works or owns a comic book store in Adelaide was there. It was just the comic book guys. And I sort of like, can a toy guy crash this party? And they're like, yeah, get on in here. So it was like, I'd heard from those guys that they all, you know, get together. And unfortunately, we have just recently lost one of our, the fourth comic book store.
Yeah.
But one of the guys that worked there was there. And the great news was he's looking through his phone. He's like, oh, I've just landed a job.
Yay,
so
nice.
that was really nice. Cool to kind of hear that.
That's terrific. I hadn't heard that before. That's terrific news.
It wasn't at a comic book store, but that was really cool. So it was really nice to be part of that atmosphere. We had Brett and Dan from Hack the Dino were there as well. But that was a really nice end to the day, just to sit down and chill and talk with you know, the toy community and the comic book community in Adelaide.
And so Trent and I had a table there, obviously, and we were promoting not only selling some of our unwanted toys and offloading some of our spares and things, but we're also promoting the podcast. So I just want to not only say thank you to Trent and Darren for watching our stall occasionally throughout the day, but also thank you to all the new listeners potentially that have come to our stall, picked up a flyer, may have heard through the grapevine that we exist and things, and you know, the people that have jumped on and started listening because they saw us at the stall, because we had a good chat on the day, because you know, we are awesome people. And
absolutely. Well, these three are anyway.
And Ben works in retail, as you've heard if you listen to the podcast regularly. He was golden at giving out these flyers. It was like, what was the one where I had this? I'd done all this sort of artwork for, like, you know, like I'd put these stickers on stuff and I'd drawn little pictures. So I did I had the comic book, the newspaper strip Dark Horse book on sale, because I had tons of them, and I'm like, I can live without, you know, my third copy. Mm-hmm. So I thought, pass it on. It's out. You can't get it in the stores. Pass it on to someone. And a girl came up and bought it. She's like, oh, I love He-Man. This is great. Wonderful. And she went to take the book, and the little art sticker on was still on there with the price and the little picture.
Like blue tacked
on. She's like, oh, take it off. And Ben's like, no, keep that. It's like $50 for that art, and the book's free. You know, like that's what you're paying for.
And I'm like, here, take a flyer, use it as a bookmark. There you go, set complete. Yep.
And another person, I had these giant Shrek standees, like from the original 2001 Shrek movie. So it's Shrek with Lord Farquaad, Fiona, and Donkey, and it's a really nice big piece. And
Is that still available for purchase?
It is still. If anyone wants it, and you're local. The wife just wants it gone. So, but anyway, no one wanted to buy it, but someone came up and wanted a photograph of it, and got the photo. And Ben's like, well, because you got the photo, the cost of that is you have to take one of our flyers. So it was just like gold every time giving out these flyers.
Stuart came along and bought a whole heap of Master Universe classics from Trent. And I'm like, oh, here's a flyer for your missus, mate. Like,
That was funny, because Stuart dropped like $500 on classics figures, but it was his missus that handed me the cash, and I'm like, oh, I feel kind of bad, you know, you're on a date or whatever, and you're just handing over $500. Is that your money or is that Stuart's? Just the fact. She was handing it over, made me feel bad. But,
we're having rice for dinner tonight.
I mean, that's my dream girl right there. You know, take you to a toy fair and buy you toys. What more could you want? I mean, perfect woman. So here we are at the Adelaide Christian College, wrapping up what has been an awesome Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair. And I've just been reflecting on the last time we were here. We recorded episode 8. Trent and I recorded episode 8 and talked to many of the vendors here back then. And here we are some 80 episodes later with Toy Power. And I was just reflecting on, I guess, you know, almost the parallel growth between this show, which is so much bigger than what it was in when we did episode 8, the Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair, and the surge in growth that's had. And, you know, our little podcast, our, you know, we're four Australian gentlemen talking toys, and just how that sort of blossomed into what it has as well. It's great to sort of see a toy and comic and pop culture community just sort of embracing the many different things that this kind of community has on offer. And I just thought that was worth reflecting on, and I want to really thank Brett again, not only for having us here, but for really coming up with this event, backing it in, and putting it all together, and bringing the community with him. I think he's done a masterful job of that.
Yeah, I don't think we can thank Brett enough, and thank you to everyone else who rolled out. If you're listening to this and you were there on the day, give us a shout out, let us know how you did, send us some pics and stuff. And it's been a cracking day. We don't get many of these in Adelaide, but when we do it damn well. So thank you to everyone for listening in, for tuning into this episode. Thanks for watching. No, not watching. The other one, listening. And thank you to all our Patreons. I don't have the list in front of me, but recently we've signed on a few more, so I'm not going to remember everybody's names. Thank you to you guys, and we will see you around the toy aisles.
And from Adelaide Toy and Comic Fair in the Adelaide Christian College, I'd just like to say, until next time, good journey.
You can find the Toy Power team at all the usual online places. Facebook.com/Toy Power Podcast. At Toy Power Podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. Or have your say and email us, toypowerpodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show on both iTunes and Stitcher, and please leave us a review. Otherwise, we just assume we're awesome.
We are a proud member of the Giant Size Team Up Network. Check out all the awesome shows on this awesome network full of okay people. Want to learn more? Go to GiantSizeTeamUp.com, where you can find us and a whole lot more awesome shows. Well, they're not more awesome than us, but yeah.